Mike.
I'm Ruben.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Michelle, and we're the host of the Four True Crime Idiots podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good. Are we ready for this case?
Are
Maura
you
Murray.
Ready for this case?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I've been following this case since when?
It's been years.
It's been years, right?
Yeah.
But how many years had it been when you first discovered it? Like,
it happened in 2003?
Is that when she was that what she
or 2004. Heard? Yeah, it happened in 2004. Yeah. February 9th, I think.
Yeah, but when did you start hearing about the case?
When I started listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
Missy Maura Murray.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, you guys are going to find this case very interesting. Let's move on to the Idiot Criminal Club. Welcome to the Four True Crime Idiots podcast, Idiot Criminals Club. And here is today's Idiot Criminal Club inductee.
Brainless crooks busted for kidnapping next to NYPD training center. Posted by Tina Moore and Natalie O'Neill of the New York Post in May 27, 2021. They picked the wrong spot for a kidnapping. A group of bumbling crooks were busted for allegedly forcing a victim into a car and holding him for ransom, just feet from an NYPD training center, police said Thursday. The would-be abductors allegedly lured a 19-year-old victim to the new Uptrick Avenue and 72nd Street and Bensonhurst at 10 p.m. Wednesday after agreeing to buy his car on Facebook. Marketplace police said, when he arrived, six brutes allegedly pushed him into a vehicle as one of them flashed a fake gun, according to the cop. They then blindfolded him and demanded $10,000 from his cousin over the phone for a safe return. But the quick-thinking cousin traced the victim's phone to the area as the kidnappers moved east, pinging it at Floyd Bennett Field, an NYPD training facility that's often crawling with cops. Officers from the 62nd and 63rd precincts, along with the City Parks Department police, rushed to the area, and the alleged kidnappers were arrested at 11:50 p.m., according to police. The six men were in custody Thursday afternoon with charges pending, according to the NYPD. The victim reported a minor stomach injury.
So, did he try to kidnap someone next to a police training?
Right?
Did he not know the area, I guess?
I guess. Or maybe he... I guess maybe it's not like, pointed out there like some buildings are.
Right.
Maybe keeping it low-key.
Police training center.
I know, right? I mean, because... Is that where they have parked the car, right? Or that's where they had met up in that area?
Yeah.
I wonder what that minor stomach injury was, though. Did they get punched in the stomach? Right? No, I was. Well, see, that's why I don't like buying stuff off Marketplace.
I know. Dangerous.
It is. Your stories, but that's crazy, though.
I wonder if it was like Police Academy.
Hey, I wonder if the instructor was like, hey guys, we got a real case. Let's go.
Proctor!
He has one doing the different noises. Yes. His mouth and all that. That's funny.
We have some real life training for you here.
I know. That's crazy, but lucky for that guy. Can you imagine if his cousin wasn't that smart? But that guy, he got out, though.
Yep. But yeah, I don't know. I don't trust that Marketplace.
No, I mean...
On Facebook.
What's Marketplace?
You can buy stuff that people are selling.
Yeah. Kind of like a Craigslist almost a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but on Facebook.
But more on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty funny. Now let's get on to the case. The disappearance of Maura Murray.
Maura Murray disappeared on the evening of February 9th, 2004, after a car crash on Route 112 near Woodsville, New Hampshire, a village in the town of Haverhill. She was a 21-year-old nursing student completing her junior year at the University of Massachusetts Amherst at the time of her disappearance. Her whereabouts remain unknown.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a weird, a lot of rabbit holes in this case.
Like, what kind of rabbit holes?
Like, different theories, like, if she's...
Really good.
Alive, still.
Still alive, and she just...
Made a new life.
Because wasn't there a case like that where some lady had disappeared, and they, like, she had been missing for, like, I don't know how long, and it turns out she just started a whole new life in another city?
Yeah.
So a lot of people were debating if
Maura could do it.
Yeah, if that's what she did, Maura.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Maura's background.
Maura Murray was born May 4th, 1982 in Hanson, Massachusetts, the fourth child of Fred and Laurie Murray. She had an older brother, Fred, two older sisters, Kathleen and Julie, and a younger brother, Kurt. Maura was raised in an Irish Catholic household. When she was six, her parents divorced, after which Maura lived primarily with her mother. Mara graduated from Whitman Hanson Regional High School, where she was a star athlete on the school's track team. She was accepted into the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York, where she studied chemical engineering for 3 semesters.
Okay, so she went to military school after high school, right?
Yeah, West Point.
Wow.
After her freshman year, she transferred to the University of Massachusetts Amherst to study nursing.
So she switched. She went from chemical engineering to...
to nursing, yeah.
Nursing? Mm-hmm. Did they ever say why she left the military academy?
Well, there's like reports that she might have gotten in trouble by stealing.
Oh.
Yeah, at the store they had there.
Okay.
She was like stealing like lipstick, like stuff like that, yeah. But I'm not sure if that's true. Yeah, I've heard like several reports like that. Yeah.
Has she always been like that though, growing up though, like getting into like little like trouble like that a little bit?
Not from what I've heard.
So it's just when she started going there. When she was like on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, who knows? You know, sometimes when you start hanging out with a new group of friends, you kind of tend to
do stuff
like a little bit.
Yeah.
Even though you know it's not in your nature.
Yep.
In November 2003, 3 months before her disappearance, Murray admitted to using a stolen credit card to order food from several restaurants, including one in Hadley, Massachusetts. The charge was continued in December to be dismissed after 3 months' good behavior.
So, she was on parole then?
I guess. I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does continued mean? It's like she was let go, I guess?
I guess
not like, but she wasn't charged.
I guess she wasn't
charged or dropped.
Yeah, I think so. And then... well, look, she did steal credit cards.
You think maybe that's what she was doing there at the academy?
Well, maybe she did steal.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe she, no, I'm just saying maybe she did steal.
Yeah.
In West Point.
Well, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how people can do that, right?
Yeah.
On the evening of February 5th, 2004, while she was on duty at her campus security job, Mara spoke on the phone with her older sister, Kathleen. They discussed Kathleen's relationship problems with her fiancé. Around 10:30 p.m., while still on her shift, Mara reportedly broke down in tears. When her supervisor arrived at her desk, Murray was just completely zoned out. No reaction at all. She was unresponsive.
There was topic of discussions a lot as to what that phone call was really about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for her to be discussing her sister's relationship with her fiancé... Mm-hmm. But for her to be that despondent and be crying and
must
have been a very bad
conversation. Yep.
The supervisor escorted Mara back to her dorm room around 1:20 a.m. When asked what was wrong, Mara said 2 words, "My sister." The contents of this car remained unknown until October 2017 when Kathleen publicly explained the conversation. Kathleen, a recovering alcoholic, had been discharged from a rehabilitation clinic that evening. And on the way home, her fiancé took her to a liquor store, which caused an emotional breakdown.
Yeah, but like...
like, enough for her to be that, I mean...
well, I understand, but...
yeah.
But they're distraught? Well, yeah.
Well, I can see, yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
You know, your sister just has a problem.
One. Yeah, and she went straight to back...
and her fiancé, instead of having her back, took her to a liquor store.
Yeah. No, I can see.
Yeah. My question is, though, why is Kathleen was still with this dude, though? I think at that moment, I would have been
he's an enabler?
Yeah, because that's what he was doing. Because it's kind of like, and it gets kind of like, because I had a friend, too, who he was going to stop smoking out. So, but he allowed other people to be okay to smoke out in front of him. And I'm like, but you're stopping, though, for a reason, and you're around it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's not going to trigger you? And he was just like,
some people can tolerate.
Like, why are you still with him? Like, she was upset because she was trying to discourage her, to kind of, like, encourage her to kind of, like, you need to get rid of him.
Yep.
Maybe his sister didn't want to.
On Saturday, February 7th, Murray's father, Fred, arrived in Amherst. He told investigators he and Murray went car shopping that afternoon and later went to dinner with a friend of his daughter. Mara dropped her father off at his hotel room and borrowed his Toyota Corolla to attend a dorm party on campus, and she arrived to the party at 10:30 p.m. At 2:30 a.m. on Sunday, February 8th, she left the party.
I heard about the car shopping.
She borrowed his?
To go to the party, yeah. Hers was like a real bad shape. It was like an old car, too. It was like a 96.
Hmm.
And that was a 2004.
That wasn't too old.
Oh, yeah.
I bet mine.
It's just the years to make it seem old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're at 23.
Yeah. I heard there was a party that she went to.
Hey, I remember them talking about that.
I wonder if something happened at the party.
You think maybe she like upset somebody? Or somebody got mad at her?
Or something happened at the party.
She was targeted for a reason.
Yeah.
At 3:30 a.m., en route to her father's motel, she struck a guardrail on Route 9 in Hadley, causing nearly $10,000 worth of damage to her father's car.
Wow,
$10,000? I haven't been like this.
Mm. What did she do?
It must have been bad.
Right?
If that was a dad, I'd be like, karma.
Too much party.
Yeah. You know what? She probably drank a lot. Well, you know what? To begin with, too?
Yeah.
Depending on how light it was, the street lights, maybe she was just going too fast and she just kind of poof, and maybe it wasn't, you know, the lighting wasn't
good. Well, mixed with the alcohol, maybe?
Yeah.
The responding officer wrote an accident report, but there is no documentation of fuel sobriety tests being conducted. Mara was driven to her father's motel and stayed in his room the rest of the morning.
I'm surprised there wasn't any, like, fuel sobriety test.
Because especially if she crashed into something, don't they usually have to do that?
You would think.
Like, well, maybe unless they asked and she said that she only had one or two and they felt like, okay, well, then there's no need because you're dead.
That is true. She was not given, like, a ticket or anything?
Guess not.
No, they said that they drove her home.
Yeah.
To her dad's.
Well, that was nice.
She got lucky.
She did.
Yeah.
Unless she was able to talk her way out of it. Like, don't give me one. I don't want it on my record. Please.
True, yeah.
Back into the officer was like, fine, I'm just going to go ahead and take you home then.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want you to drive.
Maybe it's a nice officer?
Yeah. Like, one of those ones, like, you know what? Just, all right, I'm going to let it go.
I don't want to do paperwork.
Paperwork right now anyway. I'm tired. Get in the car. Taking your ass to your dad's.
I will have.
Mike would be like, uh-huh.
No.
No into this. Hurry up.
Put your hand behind your back.
Let's go.
Right now.
At 4:49 a.m., there was a cell phone call placed for her boyfriend, Bill Roush, for Fred's phone. The participants and content of the phone call are unknown. Later Sunday morning, Fred Murray learned the damage to his vehicle would be covered by his auto insurance. He rented a car, dropped Murray off at the university, and departed for Connecticut. At 11:30 that night, Fred called his daughter to remind her to obtain accident forms from the Registry of Motor Vehicles. They agreed to talk again Monday night to discuss the forms and fill out their insurance claim via phone.
So his insurance took care of everything, right?
Yeah.
So she's not in trouble because of that.
No.
So she's an Eve because of the accident.
Yeah.
But do you think maybe that phone call with the boyfriend?
Maybe.
No, no one knows.
What they talked about?
They were talking, yeah.
But what does it mean by the participants?
I don't know.
And contact or unknown. So how do they know they talked?
Unless the dad.
Right?
Unless they went to the dad. Maybe the dad, because she used her dad's phone.
Maybe
dad's all like, well, she did call her boyfriend on my phone.
I just don't know
what they talked about.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Yeah, I see.
And maybe he said it sounded like more than one person, so it says participants.
Maybe she was talking.
True.
Yeah, maybe it was like a three-way call.
Yeah, maybe.
You can do that on the cell phones, right?
Probably.
You think so.
Oh, unless she had her on speaker and there was more than people, one person there that she was talking with and he heard.
True.
You know, nowadays people talk on speakerphone.
But I think maybe he just...
Or maybe he didn't like her and him.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
But he didn't... did she make the phone call where the dad was still asleep, you think? And that's why he doesn't know that the...
Know what they were talking about? True.
So.
Or maybe he wasn't like... Eavesdropping.
Yeah. Because what time did he drop her off at school the next morning?
You never know. Wait, was she?
He didn't say it, right?
No. Nah.
Did her boyfriend ever come forward with anything? Like, to say what the phone call was about? Just like the way the sister did?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not sure if they asked her that.
But the sister came out with that, like, well, yeah, that night that I talked to her, this is what our conversation was about.
Yeah.
So just like how they said right here, like, they didn't know what the conversation was known about. But, like,
yeah,
I wonder later on, the boyfriend, if they ever questioned him, like, well, she called you that early in the morning.
What did you guys talk about?
That's too early to call your boyfriend at, unless you're waking him up to go to work or whatever, because he'd asked you to, but...
Or maybe to tell him that she was in an accident?
Maybe, like, hey, I got into an accident last night.
Don't worry. Okay.
Don't worry. And I wonder if he got mad at her, because, like, your sister's an alcoholic, and you're over here going to parties and...
That is true.
Like, you're all upset that you're, you know...
You gotta set the example, you know?
Yeah, like, took her to a liquor store after she got a rehab.
Oh, who knows? Maybe she didn't drink.
Well, there's some people who are like that, too.
Yeah.
Who, they go to the parties, but, you know, they don't drink. And then, that's why I'm saying, like, if they didn't do that sobriety test, so maybe she wasn't drinking. Maybe they felt like she didn't need it.
Yeah.
And so it was just maybe poor lighting, and she just, you know.
Maybe she just.
Nicked it without even, maybe she was just distracted.
Oh, sorry, but 10,000. 10,000 is not just a nick.
I know that, right? Depending on how fast she was going.
True.
And, you know, the speed and whatever.
Did she, like, scrape it?
She scraped it. Maybe she kind of, like, thought she was going to get. But that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe when she hit it, if she wasn't drinking, she just got distracted just for, like, a split second.
True.
And by the time she was going to turn or whatever, it just.
Maybe there was snow. Maybe the roads were slick.
Maybe. And maybe when she was breaking, they just,
I don't know what the weather was that night.
If they find that ticket, it was it, because the cops are always writing down how the weather is outside. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked at a ticket before?
I've never gotten a ticket.
If you look at a ticket, I want you to go speed down over there and see. No, but if you were to get a ticket and you like look at it, and it like they want to know how the weather was outside. And they'll say like, oh, it was sunny, or it was like whatever.
So it was not wet?
Yeah. So, you know, so we'll say like if it was snowing and.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why there was no field sobriety test.
Right. It
could have been the weather.
Yeah. Or maybe she wasn't drunk.
So maybe she wasn't drunk.
And she just, it was just like an accident. Like, oh, I looked down for a second, or I reached over to grab that, and it just, I just, you know, hit the thing.
Yeah.
It'll be.
Yeah. That just caused the accident.
Yeah, I know.
Some money.
I wonder how her dad's face was.
I'm very angry.
Yes.
Mad.
All right, now we're going to talk about the day she disappeared.
After midnight on Monday, February 9th, Mara used her personal computer to search MapQuest for directions to the Berkshires and Burlington, Vermont.
Remember MapQuest?
That was all like... And it was hard because you would have to drive and look at the directions.
Yes.
And you have to memorize at least a good 3 steps. Okay, after this, I got to turn here. Surprise, no one got into car accidents because of that.
Well, maybe that's...
It was MapQuest. Maybe
it's like an old...
You'd have to print your directions.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's like a computer software.
You know how on Google, when you ask for, when you put in the directions, it gives you like step by step?
Yeah.
That's what MapQuest did, but like you print it out.
Yeah, you had to print it out.
And you're looking, and you know what? I used it when I went to go visit Ruben by myself one time.
Uh-huh.
And I.
Where was this?
This is when I was young.
I didn't know this.
No, and I would use it. I was like, oh, okay, I got it here. I should want to look. Look, the directions all right here. I know where I need to go and when this happened, whatever. And okay, Michelle, and I don't know what. It was cool though. Because it took you right where you needed to go. Like, once I saw where I was at and familiar with, I was like, oh, okay, I got it from here.
Yeah.
But just to get, like, where to get off and where I need to make
it. It was funny how you used the papers, like a map.
It'll be like as much as this sometimes. Remember? He was like, man.
That's right. It would have, like, word directions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was very.
Not direct. Really like a map.
Oh. It was, like, word for word.
You couldn't get lost.
Yeah.
You couldn't get lost. There's no way because it's like, okay, you're going to. When you take off from here, you're going to take a left. Now you're going to go straight. And now, you know, once you see the, you know.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to exit. And you're like, okay.
I wonder, like, if that's still around. Or is
I haven't tried going to MapQuest in years.
It came with the.
The free software, right?
Yeah, when you got your computer.
Yeah.
And they give you all that software to install.
That was fun.
Back in the day, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was cool.
The disk, the free stuff they gave you for the computers.
Yes, and then remember you were all like, okay.
What game did they give me?
You go through it. Gateway, all that stuff. You're like, ooh. Computer games were fun.
Yeah.
Never did MapQuest.
You never did MapQuest? Yeah. Did y'all ever play computer games?
I did.
I did the Evil Dead one for the laptop.
I remember my sister used to have a gambling game.
A gambling game one?
Like you were like in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
The horse racing, poker. You know, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was fun. But there's no reason for MapQuest now.
Nope.
You Google.
Sometimes probably better than Google Maps.
I hear, right? Because sometimes there's been a couple of times where they've taken people where...
To different spots.
To different spots. And they did that to me when, for Haley's graduation.
Uh-huh.
They took me, when I was at the old house still.
Yeah.
They took me where the skating rink is at. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, what? And I was like, oh, it's just right here. Okay. And
what
I was
the
like,
heck?
I was like, where's everything? And I remember asking Zoe, I was like, it's at this time, right?
I'm the first one.
Yeah, I was like, and I told you because I was like, hey, where's everything? And I was like, what? And I'm like, wait, I don't know those cars. I was like, I looked at the time, I looked at Zoe, I was like, what time did it say? Is it this time, right? And she was like, yes. And I go, man, we're at the wrong spot. So I called mom, I was like, it's that old funeral home, right? And she was like, yes. And I was like, mom, I'm away. It took me a while. She was like, okay. But that's kind of scary, though, too.
I know.
It takes you, like, where you're not supposed to.
Isn't there, like, a game where it's like a game where they send you, like, random coordinates?
It's that Geofind or that Geocache or something like that.
I don't know why I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm changing the subject.
But right, because we got into the map quiz and then we started talking about all that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't understand Geocache either. It's supposed, but you know what, though? Now that you brought it up, someone got murdered while playing that game.
You would think that would happen a lot more.
This guy, he was doing that and he had talked to his dad the night before. And he was saying that there he was going to go with so-and-so to go do some geocaching. And I thought it was some kind of, like, sport thingy, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is geocache? And then I read about it. It's like that they give you coordinates, and you go find, like, little things like that.
That they left?
Yeah, that they left, that people had left. And it's nothing, like, special. And, you know, I'm trying to say, like, worth anything. It's just like, oh, well, I have this here. And just, I have it here, come look for it. And he wound up getting murdered.
What's the purpose of it? This is
it's like that Pokemon Go. I never understood the purpose of that either.
Hey, you need Pokemon at all.
Pokemon Go. I never understood why you're going to go and walking around the streets finding your Pokemon on your screen.
Yeah, you go walk around and look for them.
That's how people get hurt too.
Exactly.
Well, you look straight while you're crossing the streets. Don't look at the phone while you're crossing the streets.
You wind up with weirdos. Around weirdos.
Pokemon Go was fun.
I think, what did I tell Zoe? Because I think Ruben had gotten the game on his, for Sean. And I was like, hey. Like, y'all better not let him wander off anywhere. No, mom, it's just right there. And I'm like,
Oh, when he had the game?
Yeah, he had the game on his phone for Sean.
Is that still around?
I don't think so.
No?
No, but, no, because I think there were concerns, too, about people, like, getting kidnapped or, like, you know.
Getting hit by cars.
By cars or, like, yeah, like, they're just, like, because it was just, like, you don't even
random know places?
Going, right? It was, like,
random places. I think it was just random places.
Right? That on you're the just phone, kind of, yeah. Like, and you're just, like, with your phone like that. Oh, like, it's behind the tree. Right? Is that how it went?
You're no fun.
I'm a lot of fun. I play board games.
Let's get back to topic.
The first reported contact Murray had with anyone on February 9th was at 1 p.m. when she emailed her boyfriend, "I love you more, Stug. I got your messages, but honestly, I didn't feel like talking too much of anyone. I promise to call you today, though. Love you, Mara." She also made a phone call inquiring about renting a condominium at the same Bartlett, New Hampshire Condo Association with which her family had vacationed in the past. Telephone records indicate the call lasted 3 minutes. The owner did not rent the condo to Murray.
Is that what she had called that? Berkshire's and I don't know what?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, because that's where was it like a family condo?
No, I think so. they just rented
it. Yeah.
So
she, maybe she was going to go stay over there?
Maybe she was going to de-stress, yeah.
But stress about what? The accident, maybe?
Maybe not so much. Well, maybe the accident, but I hear nursing school is pretty tough.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just was just having a hard time with her classes. And
true.
Just with the accident and then having to
the stress
with, and then with work and all that. So, you know, maybe she just needed a time to just be like
by herself.
Yeah.
She was even ignoring the boyfriend. So
yeah. Stood.
Stood.
At 1:13 p.m., Mara called a fellow nursing student for reasons unknown. On the afternoon of Monday, February 9th at 1:24 p.m., she emailed a work supervisor of the nursing school faculty that she would be out of town for a week due to a death in her family. According to her family, the family had not experienced the death. She also said she would contact them when she returned.
See, that's strange right there.
Yeah.
She lied.
Yeah.
I wonder if the reason why she said that there was a death in the family, if that's the only reason, the way that they can get out of school. You know what I'm trying to get at?
I'm just saying.
Like, the only way you can be out of school for so long is if there's an emergency with the family or a death in the family.
Yeah.
Other than that, your attendance matters because, you know, you need to meet so maybe much criteria.
True, maybe she was running out of sick days or what do you call those?
You know what I'm trying to get at? So she probably's like, well, I'm going to be gone for this week, you know, for a whole week because, you know, there's... And maybe that was the only reason.
It's a possibility.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's a nursing school, and I don't know if it's... I think it's also tough to get into nursing school, too. I think you have to have, like, so many requirements, and you have to, you know...
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
In. So they're probably thinking, like, well, you know, you got in, so the only way you can be gone for this long or real out is family emergency, you know,
yep.
a sickness in the family. Or a death in the family.
Yeah. Yep.
But from the way it sounds like she was getting ready to...
Somewhere. Yeah.
Or maybe, but I mean, why would you have to make up the lie, though? Maybe that's the reason, but I mean...
Well, she wanted to go somewhere, and I think Michelle might be right.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe that's true.
Maybe she ran out of... What do you call those? Sick days?
Sick days? Yeah.
Or excused absences, maybe?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, excuse
like,
absences.
Yeah, because, yeah. Like, you know how in the regular school system,
yeah.
they allow 5 excuses.
But I thought college was like, you can do anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I think because it's a nursing school, and that's why it's, I feel like maybe it's different because they always talk about how tough it is to get in there and how, you know, it's kind of like, you know,
true.
I think. Or maybe it's not tough to get in it, but maybe they require maybe you need to clock in so many hours.
I mean,
true.
It's like school. You can only miss so many days.
Yeah.
Yeah, before they, like, well...
Before you lose credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she was on the verge of losing credit in some way, and she's just kind of... Maybe there's one particular class that she was just having a very hard time with.
Yeah.
And she just, like, you know... Maybe her attendance was just, like, ghost everyone for a little bit. But, you know, though, if that's the case, then why not say it?
True.
I'm having a hard time right now in life, so I'm just going to be on...
I'm going to go hide. I'm going to go away.
Like a week of silence. I'm okay. Just, you know, I'm here, here, and here.
Seems like a lot of things are going on with her, though.
Yeah.
I think she was going through things.
Yeah.
And trolls.
Yeah.
Crash. Boyfriend. The sister.
The accident. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then however she did, maybe she was just struggling in school.
True. Is that true?
She just didn't know.
Yeah, school might have been adding to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 2:05 p.m., Mara called a number which provides recorded information about booking hotels in Stowe, Vermont. The call lasted approximately 5 minutes. At 2:18 p.m., she telephoned her boyfriend and left a voice message promising him they will talk later. This call ended after 1 minute. In her car, Murray packed clothing, toiletries, college textbooks, and birth control pills.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, see, now that's a different
thing. You see?
Because why would you need your birth control? Well, you know what? No. Because you can take them even if you're not having sex, though.
Yeah.
Well, obviously she's having sex, so she has a boyfriend, right?
Yeah, but
like,
I think he was, like, in a different state.
Hmm?
I think she was, like, in a different state.
He was living in a different state?
I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, though, but I think he was in a different state at that time.
Yeah.
That's why she would only talk to him on the phone
or email.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But, I didn't know he was in a different state.
Oh, I know. I assumed that he was there in the same town.
No, I think he was in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Was he in high school boyfriend?
No, I think they met at West Point.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then he moved to another after West Point? Or?
I think so.
But you can use birth control pills, too, like, if you have, like, a feminine disorder, like, if your period isn't, like, regular,
mm-hmm.
it kind of helps it. Or even for acne, they say that it can help, like, you know.
Really?
Yeah. That's why some people are, like, if they have a... I can't say it. I forgot how you say it. But it's where you... Ovaries, like, where you cramp real bad and you just have, like, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps somehow regulate it or something like that. So maybe she had to take it with her?
This deepens the mystery.
Because she has to take it with her, though, too, because if she's taking it for her, so she won't get pregnant, if she skips even one or two, it can just throw everything off.
Yeah.
So even if she's not, even though he's not here, she still has to take it, though.
Just to keep going?
Yeah, she has to keep taking it.
Yeah, you can't not take
it. You cannot not take it. If you stop taking it, well then...
You risk the pregnancy.
When her room was searched later, campus police discovered most of her belongings packed in boxes and the art removed from the walls. It is not clear whether Murray packed them that day, but police at the time said she had packed between Sunday night and Monday morning.
So she was packing... So she was intending on leaving?
She was ready to leave, it looked like.
Maybe she was getting ready to leave school?
Yeah.
Maybe she was trying to quit and she just didn't want to. Maybe it was something she decided she didn't want to do? But I don't get it, though.
And she didn't want to tell anyone? Maybe her dad was, like, hard on her?
Yeah, maybe out of the...
Like, strict?
maybe out of the pitching parents, yeah, maybe he was the one more about the school and all that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just one of those types of school just wasn't her thing.
True.
You know, maybe it's just...
And she was only going maybe because he was making her go?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because she got kicked out of the other one, right?
Yeah.
For stealing?
Yeah, she got kicked out of West Point, I think.
Do you think maybe she felt she was going to get ready to be kicked out on this one? And she decided just to go ahead and just start packing everything and maybe she heard... Her goal was just to be gone for a week to figure out how she's going to break it to her family that once again, she couldn't continue here for whatever reason.
You know, that's a good point too, you know?
Yeah.
It's a possibility of why she was leaving.
She was definitely getting ready for something, though.
Mm-hmm. To be packed.
She was already on her mind to go.
So she was going to...
She was going up north.
Yeah, but it's okay. So why was she packed? Was she coming back to get the rest of the stuff?
Maybe.
She planned to.
But
maybe,
she,
maybe by the end of that week of her being like, you know, not talking with anyone, and she finally, maybe if that's the case, where she was going to think about how she was going to break it down to her family, like,
yeah,
well, not so much maybe not the whole family, but just her parents.
Yeah.
Like, nursing school is not for me. It's, you know, I can do it and whatever.
But like, was she coming back?
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe her plan was just to be gone for that week. And then, because why would you going to tell a nursing your school that you're going to be gone for a week?
Yeah, but she was packed.
Well, remember that's what I'm saying. Room. Like, maybe she was thinking about leaving. Or, but, you know, maybe she wasn't. Maybe it was either she was going to get kicked out. But if she was going to get kicked out, because if she was going to get kicked out, there's no reason to call the school to be like, hey, well, I'm going to be gone for a week.
That's see.
So maybe she was thinking of leaving.
It's a strange case.
No, it is. So maybe she was going to come back and get the rest of her stuff and then tell the school, like, hey,
I'm done.
I'm not going to, you know, this was.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought about it. Nursing's not going to be for me. Did they ever say exactly what she wanted to do when she got older? Like when she was...
Not from my read.
No?
Mm-mm.
Like the parents never said like, well, she always wanted to do this or she wanted to do that.
No.
No? Did they say how long she was in the nursing school for before all this? No? I'm wondering if she was there for like a year or for like a semester.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On top of the boxes was a printed email to Mara's boyfriend indicating trouble in their relationship.
So, they were having trouble.
So that's why maybe all that communication between them back and forth
mm-hmm.
was going on.
Yep.
But it was always what? But he never said what they were talking about.
No.
And he never mentioned about any kind of what troubles they were having?
I don't think so, yeah.
But why leave him voicemail saying that they will talk?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe just to like,
to see what there was
like to calm it down.
But there's no indication that he was being any kind of towards her in any way.
True.
Because it was always her calling him from what I'm reading. It was never like, well, the boyfriend was calling her.
Yeah.
Or the boyfriend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so he wouldn't go looking for her. Maybe.
Maybe.
Around 3:30 p.m., she drove off the campus in her black 1996 Saturn sedan. Classes at the university had been canceled that day due to a snowstorm. At 3:40 p.m., Murray withdrew $280 from an ATM. Closed circuit footage shows she was alone.
So she withdrew $280. Well, for the gas, maybe. Because no one knows she was going anywhere, right?
Yeah, no one knew where she was going. Yeah. She was just making a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
But the school was the only one where she kind of made it known that she was going to be gone for a while. Because
of a death in her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But she didn't let none of her family know she was going to be gone. Mm. And she didn't even tell the boyfriend either.
No.
She was going to be gone.
She was going for reservations.
Yeah, she was trying to see if she can rent one of those condos that her family...
The condos, yeah. I'm sorry.
And they didn't rent it to her.
Yeah.
And then so she resorted to looking for hotels in... Where are you in Vermont?
Yeah, Vermont.
Right?
Yeah.
But well, because she only drew out $280. If you're going to be gone for that long, is that going to be enough, though? Because you need groceries.
True.
You need, you know. And then if you want
to
go out.
Maybe she needed money just to get to that place.
Maybe just to get to that place and have money for the hotel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
At a nearby liquor store, Murray purchased about $40 worth of alcoholic beverages, including Bailey's Irish Cream, Kahlua, vodka, and a box of Franzia wine. Security footage again shows she was alone when she made the purchase.
Okay, we'll see. I don't know, can you make mixed drinks with Bailey's Irish Cream? That's more for coffee, right?
Micah's a liquor guy.
I think she was making, what do you call that? Butter nipples?
There you go. Yeah, because you can make like shots with all that stuff.
Yeah. So she was going to...
But see, that's
she had a good time. Where was she
going? That's what I'm saying. Like, was she going to go think? But then again, it's like those
just relax.
Yeah, like those homebodies that is by beer and they're just at home drinking.
Yeah.
So maybe she was just kind of like... Which kind of goes back to that night of the party, though, because if she's buying beer and all that, or wine and liquor...
She's a drinker.
She's drinking. So yeah. Maybe she was
drunk
at the party.
But not drunk enough to get arrested?
Or... Yeah. Maybe she just had a couple?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how cops determine when they need to break out the breathalyzing test or not. Because I know they do ask if you've been drinking, right? At night, when you pull you over... Like, have you had anything to drink tonight?
Yeah, especially
I think if they smell the alcohol or if you're registering.
Yeah, right? She was very... I know she was being very weird, obviously.
So she got 280, right?
280.
And she spent 40 of it.
40's already gone on liquor.
Yeah.
But how long... The question is, though, how much is it a night for a hotel room?
Well, it depends on that year, too. I'm not sure.
You're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah. But even on the fancy hotels though, or the the no-tell motels, like how much would it be for a night? Like I guess what I'm trying to say is like the money she had left over, would it be enough for her to be gone for that whole week that she said she was going to be gone?
I don't think so. Well, didn't you have to think about gas?
Yes.
Yeah, and her car wasn't in like the best shape to go on like on long trips like that. That's why her dad was to buy her a new car.
Unless she had already reserved the hotel.
Right.
Or was she going to go get the hotel?
I think after they denied her for the condo is when she started calling for the hotel in Vermont. Because maybe that's as far as she can go. Wait, was the condo in Vermont too?
I think in Vermont, yeah. There was one in Vermont and the Green Mountains in New Hampshire, I think.
But she never made it to Vermont, right?
No.
Oh.
At some point in the day, she also picked up accident report forms from the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. Murray then left Amherst between 4 and 5 p.m., presumably via Interstate 91 North. She called to check her voicemail at 4:37 p.m., the last recorded use of her cell phone. To date, there is no indication she had informed anyone of her destination or any evidence that she had chosen one.
So she didn't tell anybody.
She just took off.
She just took off. And she did pick up that form that her dad wanted.
So it kind of makes me think that she did plan to come back.
Yeah.
She did plan on coming back.
Yeah. Either way, she was planning because her stuff was set up there.
Yeah.
In her dorm room.
And she picked up the forms.
And then she picked up the forms.
Yeah.
Maybe she felt like she was causing some kind of turmoil in the family in some way. You think?
Maybe I've never heard anything about
that. Kind of like
I've never heard anything about that, though.
Huh?
I haven't heard anything about that. If there was like a feud going on between the family.
Well, not so much a feud, but maybe she was just getting into trouble. I mean, I don't think parents are going to blast like exactly how the kids were. Like, you
know? True, yeah.
So maybe she was getting into, like, not major trouble, but maybe she was, like, you know, getting into trouble here and there and whatever. And maybe she just one day just thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Think about how I'm being and whatever.
True.
So maybe her thing was not to tell anyone where she was going because maybe she wanted to think about changing. I mean, it looks like she was trying to come back either way.
That's true.
Very true.
I'm telling you, it's just very weird case. That's why I'm so like interested in it.
It's kind of like with me with the Camp Kitty murder, because that's the one case that went until I know somebody.
It was that guy.
Gonna get arrested.
It was that smart guy.
You think it was a smart
guy? And the other guy.
Well, I feel like it was them too.
Yeah.
But it's just that.
And you can't prove it now because they're dead.
Well, not that it can't get proven, period. Even when they were alive, they couldn't prove that it was.
Well, they can't get justice because they're already dead.
You can still get justice even if
they're already dead. What are you going to do? Bring them back in.
DNA. Yeah, well, they can't get arrested, but at least if they find some kind of DNA that it was them, it'll give the family peace.
See, there's no justice.
It's not justice, but the family will be at peace knowing. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yes, yeah, I know what you're getting at.
Okay, now let's talk about her disappearance.
Sometime after 7 p.m. in Woodsville, New Hampshire, Faith Westman heard a loud thump outside her house. Through her window, she could see a car up against a snowbank along Route 112, also known as Wild Amanusuk Road. The car pointed west on the eastbound side of the road.
Okay, so it was facing west, and she was going on the eastbound side of the road, right? On eastbound?
Yeah.
So
it was like facing backwards.
I think so.
Right? So, like, it made, like a spin?
Yeah.
Oh, like, she spun out. Because if you look at the map, there's, like, a why there's like a, I have kind of, not a sharp turn, but like a U-shaped turn. Not really U, yeah, I'm just making this, I'm just sounding like a damn idiot.
But there was no claim of another car hitting her, right? Like, her
no.
car didn't have that damage,
no.
but she got hit.
No, it was just damage from the, but it was the shape of the road. It was like an, almost like an L-shaped road.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're trying
but
to
But like, it was like a corner, though.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's like a weird-shaped road. It's like a hard curve. Right? Oh. You can see where she might lose control.
Yeah. Okay. Especially if it's snowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever mention if she has snow tires? Or like tire chains or snow chains or whatever on her tires?
I don't know.
What do they call them?
Yeah. Tire chains. Right? Yeah.
If she needed a new car, I doubt that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, knowing that your car isn't up to long travels, but then again...
Yeah, why would you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, if you're that desperate enough to have some kind of...
You didn't care.
You didn't care, you just go. But I mean...
She should have cared, though.
She still shouldn't have gone, but if she needed a week to herself, I mean, just rent a hotel at a... Yeah. But maybe she did it so no one can reach her.
What? Go to a random hotel. Don't tell anybody where you're at.
Could you ping a cell phone still at that time? Like, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Good question.
Maybe she wanted to go there because it was a family vacation spot.
Well, yeah, but
she just felt maybe at home.
True. Yeah.
Because she didn't know all the locals, but maybe it was just like, well, I've been to this restaurant a lot.
Or... Yeah, that's true.
At 7:27 p.m., the local woman reported the car accident on the sharp corner of Route 112, adjacent to her home. She telephoned the Grafton County Sheriff's Department at 7:27 p.m. to report the accident. According to the 911 log, the woman claimed to have seen a man smoking a cigarette inside the car. However, she later stated that she had not seen a man nor a person smoking a cigarette, but rather had seen what appeared to be a red light glowing from inside the car, potentially from a cell phone.
Okay, well, think about it back then. How were the cell phones? Because the cell phones weren't like ours.
No, maybe flip phones.
I'm trying to remember it would ever glow red if it was low on battery or anything. Because remember when you would charge it? Wasn't there like little lights that let you know? Or I'm thinking of routers, right? Because the routers
yeah,
were maybe, red, but
red,
right? It wouldn't stay on long enough to confuse it for a cigarette.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, that would have been one big fool for her to feel like it was a cigarette.
It depends on how far she was.
Were her windows tinted? Again, no one knows. Sorry. I was just wondering because even if it's some tinted windows, you can't really see a person, but like
maybe you can see light.
But
yeah.
Maybe, does anyone know if she smoked? Like,
no, I don't think she did.
No? So you think she could have picked up like a hitchhiker on the way or?
Well, no, because later on you'll see that she was alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe the lady was seeing something else and it wasn't even in the car. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
Like maybe it was a different kind of lighting that was hitting the car but made it seem like it was inside the car.
That's true.
Because if you're seeing someone with a red glowing light, even if you think it's a cigarette, I mean, that person to only see the red, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be like inhaling it.
Yeah.
Right? Does it stay red when you don't smoke it?
Yeah.
I can't even think of any red lights in the car that you would confuse for a cigarette.
Mm. Unless her car had one of those cigarette lighter things that you push in.
Maybe.
And you pull out and it's on because it glows red. But then what will be the purpose?
So it, she said, so I'm sorry.
What?
So sometime after 7, she heard that thump. And she called the cops at 11? I know, not 11. At 7:27.
Yeah.
At 7:27. I wonder why she took so long to call the cops, sorry, the police.
Or maybe she was waiting to see if anyone was going to get out of the car.
True.
Maybe she thought that the person righted herself and just took off. And maybe when she went to go check, it was still there. And she decided to go ahead and call the cops.
True.
A passing motorist named Butch Atwood and a school bus driver who lived nearby stopped at the scene. They saw the car as well as a young woman walking around the vehicle. The school bus driver noticed the young woman was not bleeding or visibly injured, but cold and shivering. He offered to telephone for help. She asked him not to call the police. One police report says pleaded and assured him she had already called. AAA has no record of any such call.
It's another lie. Well, if you think about it, maybe she just didn't want to talk to a stranger. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Especially when you're stranded on this road like that. But she didn't call AAA, right?
No. Maybe she thought her car was in okay condition just to continue going. She just needed to kind of like calm herself down a little bit. And she just kind of lied so they can just keep on going.
True. Yeah.
Right?
But maybe, like I said, maybe she want to talk to a stranger.
Maybe, or maybe because she's afraid that that was going to be her second accident.
That's true.
So that's true.
She probably thought, like, no, don't do it, because then they're going to call the dad, and the dad's going to be like, well, where are you going?
Yep.
And she doesn't want no one to know where she's going.
Exactly.
So that's why.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Good point.
She didn't want no one to know where she was going, because she didn't let no one know she was leaving. She was just up and going.
That's why she was pleading not to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what she lied. She was like, I already called Triple H. You know.
Triple H.
I
am the game.
She wanted to play the game.
She did wrestling, but now she's Rose Ayers. Called Triple H. I'm already. By the way, Triple H, you own a Rose.
Knowing there was no cellular reception in the area, the bus driver continued home and called the police. His call was received by the sheriff's department at 7:43 p.m. He was unable to see Murray's car while he made the call, but then noticed several cars pass on the road before the police arrived.
I'm not saying he was a suspect, but this guy, I don't know.
He seems kind of sketchy?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I think Butch has something to do with it.
Maybe. Was he in his regular car, or was...
No, he was in a school bus.
He was in a school bus?
Yeah.
And guys can be kind of forceful. They'll be kind of like, no, I'm good, I'm good. And mm-hmm. kind of, no, you know, I got you, you know, come on. And you're just kind of like, no, dude.
Yeah.
So, of course, you snap at them. And all of a sudden, you're a bitch because you're snapping at them.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
Maybe. Because, you know, who knows? In that little area in Vermont. Was it like a wooded area?
It's New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Oh, her thing was to go to Vermont, right?
That was one of them. Yeah. Possibly. But I don't think so. I think she was going to the Green Mountains in New Hampshire.
What's in the Green Mountains?
Like, skiing, cabins.
Maybe. Was she real outdoorsy type?
They used to go to that when they were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the parents.
Another local resident driving home from work claimed she passed by the scene around 7:37 p.m. and saw a police SUV parked face-to-face with Murray's car. She pulled over briefly and did not see anyone inside or outside the cars and decided to continue home. This witness's statement contradicts the official police log, which has Haverhill police arriving 9 minutes later.
So you think a police officer might be involved?
That's a possibility too. That's one of the theories.
But the woman, the lady who reported the accident first, is she legit on everything she says?
Faith Westman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So everything after the bus driver is when everything starts getting kind of like...
Sketchy. Yeah.
It's more sketchier.
Yeah.
Because it's already sketchy that she's going out of town for some reason.
Yes.
The more that...
This happened.
Oh. Okay. Now, is this a town where everyone knows everyone? You know what I'm trying to say?
Possibly be.
Do you think that maybe...
It's a small town.
That the bus driver and maybe the cop he called...
Because he did call the cops, right?
Yeah, they said that he called it after he took off anyway, that he went ahead and called him anyway.
See, I don't know. We don't know if that day's the other witness is telling the truth also. Yeah. Maybe she got her time like mixed up.
Or her. How old is she? Because, you know, the older we get, time just kind of like mixed together.
I don't know.
Maybe she thinks it was 7, maybe later. But everyone right now is saying like at 7 o'clock is when all this happened, right?
Yes.
Around.
This concludes part one of the disappearance of Mara Murray. Join us next week for part two. Hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Four True Crime Idiots podcast. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever you may listen. Please follow us, the Four True Crime Idiots podcast, on all of our social media platforms. All the links will be in the description. Until the next episode,
stay vigilant.
Stay safe.
Beware of your surroundings.
Bye.
Bye.